Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. Hello, friends, and welcome back. I gotta be honest with you, I'm feeling kind of spicy this morning as I'm sitting down to record this. I was listening to some hype music to get my energy up because I don't know if you guys know what the Enneagram is. If you don't, go check it out. But I'm an Enneagram 8 and I'm an Aries. So I just have I'm a Leo rising. Like, I just have so much fire in me, and thank the Lord that I've done a lot of work, because I could burn things down real quick. But that's not what we're doing today. We are coming in with grounding and peace and love and harmony. But I, with this kind of spiciness that I'm holding today, I really want to deliver a really important message, something that came up in one of my coaching calls recently, and that is the difference between vulnerability and feeling exposed. Because I think a lot of people misunderstand both of them. I think that people think that being vulnerable means you are being exposed. And to some extent, you kind of are. But it's under controlled circumstances, and versus being exposed, which is not under your control. It's typically done by somebody else and through their narrative. So I want to offer up maybe a perspective shift here and give you permission to lean into vulnerability. And so this is where the spiciness comes in. It's like tough love here, okay? It took me a long time to be at a place where I could be vulnerable and not feeling like I was being vulnerable. I don't know, to not get attention is not the right thing, because I was never vulnerable to get attention. If anything, I was not vulnerable so that I could keep attention away from me. And I think that's pretty common for a lot of people. So, but what that created was a lot of barriers and walls around me and did not make me very approachable. And I didn't understand that for the longest time. I'm like, why don't people want to come close to me or be my friend or think that I'm intimidating? It was because I was not vulnerable whatsoever. But I thought because I had this bubbly personality that equated to being vulnerable, but that's just not the case. So vulnerability really is a heart-opening moment of sharing something that potentially could have some judgment, some critiquing, some feedback, maybe some unsolicited advice from whoever you're being vulnerable with, or maybe it won't be accepted. And here's the kicker. I think that vulnerability should come without any expectations. Specifically, when you're being vulnerable, to not have expectations that the other person is going to return vulnerability back to you. So I like to think of this as like the gift giving kind of analogy. Like, if you give a gift with expectation of getting something back, like, are you really giving that from a pure place, or are there lots of strings attached? Same idea. So if you're being vulnerable with strings attached that somebody else is going to be vulnerable, I kind of see that as a little bit of a manipulative tactic. True vulnerability comes from the pureness of sharing your heart, your experience, your story, anything like that, without having something in return. And this is what I was talking to my client about. She was saying how she was really open with her partner and her partner wasn't returning that. And I was like, well, you know, there's a lot of expectation and assumption that, for one, you're communicating clear enough that you would get something in return, but two, so much expectation that just because you're ready to share means that your partner's ready to share. And for me, it took a really long time and a lot of work for me to be able to be vulnerable. And I can't expect that somebody has done all of the same work as me. And I have a lot more work to do, don't get me wrong, but, and there are so many people who are more vulnerable than me. And so I can't meet them where they're at just yet. And other people can't meet me where I'm at because they haven't done the work or they haven't worked through those wounds. And here's to my other point is like being vulnerable does not mean that you share from a wounded place. Don't bleed out on people. Don't share because you're still hurting. You can share and be vulnerable from a scarred place. So the wound is covered, there's scar tissue, you're not going to bleed out on somebody else, you're not going to emotionally drag somebody through something you're still working through. So I think that there's a lot of responsibility in being vulnerable, and I don't think that's ever talked about. I think it's just like, oh, let's be vulnerable, let's be authentic, let's be super open. And I think that there's just so much more to vulnerability than what I think people are really talking about. And so I also wanted to talk about the flip side of that, of being exposed, because vulnerability can feel like you're being exposed. But when you decide you want to share something and you're ready and you're sharing from a healthy scar, not an open wound, and you've done the work, and you're ready to share without expectations from a really healthy perspective, that's all good. Being exposed is something completely different. That is typically out of your control. It's somebody else sharing something about you. And like I said before, under their narrative, not your narrative, not your true experience, but from how they perceived your experience and how it fits their story. And so somebody sharing something about you is not vulnerable. That's exposing. And there's a difference there. That's not done with responsibility. That's not done with care or kindness. That's done with a lot of expectation, a lot of assumption. And I think that's very unfair. And so I try really, really hard in my life to not share things about other people, but just share from my own perspective, because I don't ever want to expose somebody. Even when I was going through my divorce and like all of the craziness with that, I didn't talk about my ex-husband literally at all. And still, I don't talk about him too much, but when I do, it's from what I experienced, not about him. And for a few different reasons. For one, I don't like to put a ton of energy behind it. But for two, is it helps keep my integrity of this is what I experienced. I don't know what's going on that other side. And you can decide on your own based on what you see. I'm not going to tell you what you should believe. So if you are in a place of feeling vulnerable, ask yourself a couple of questions. Are you doing it from a scarred place or a wounded place? Are you sharing with the expectation of somebody else sharing back to you? Are you sharing your own experience or are you exposing somebody else's? These are some hard truths, and this is where the work really starts to take root. And I just want to offer up this perspective because vulnerability, I feel like it's like a hot trending topic, you know, abundance, manifesting, authenticity, vulnerability, all these like big words right now. And I think it's important to really understand what's going on behind them. So take it for what it is. I love you guys. I hope I wasn't too spicy, but this is just my 2 cents for today. Take it or leave it. And if this triggered you, maybe there's some work to be done there. But it's a good thing. Having that insight and getting in touch with that is where a lot of the shifting and beauty comes into place. So you guys know how this always goes. When my frequency is rising, when my vibration is rising, so is yours. I rise, you rise, baby. Now let's go out there and be truly vulnerable. I love you. Listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.